Greenland's ice sheet is melting, and there is not a thing we can do about it. That is the conclusion of a new study in the journal Nature Climate Change that forecasts a jaw-dropping 110 trillion ton ice thaw in the decades ahead. That is enough to trigger a global rise of sea levels by about a foot, which means... Well, David Barr will tell us what it means. He's a co-author of the study and a glaciologist at the University of Colorado Boulder. David, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So it's not really the news that Greenland's ice sheet is melting. We've known that for years now. But is it true what you're saying is we can't stop it?
That's right. We have committed, no matter what we do, a certain amount of water to the world's oceans from the melting of Greenland. It's a situation where we've damaged the ice sheet, and it is trying to repair itself. And in order to do that, it's going to shrink. And in order to shrink, it has to lose ice. And that ice is just simply gone. It's in the grave. It's part of the oceans now, even though it hasn't arrived there yet. Over the next 100 years or so, we know that that water, about twice what's been predicted in the past, is going to flow into the oceans.
And it is a lot of water. Last year, you just referenced this, the UN Panel on Climate Change projected half a foot of sea level rise by the year 2100. You're estimating double that. Help us understand the scale of the melt that we're talking about here.
Right. The oceans rise from a number of different factors. One that's often overlooked is thermal expansion of the oceans. We're heating up the oceans and they expand. Greenland is the next largest contributor. And they were predicting previously about 5 inches. That was the latest IPCC result. Now we are saying, no, it's going to be about double that. We don't assign a specific timeline, but we do know that most of that is going to happen in the next 100 years or so, and it's going to be ramping up rapidly.
Okay, well, let's talk about what that all means, because Greenland can seem very distant to people who are going about their lives today in the United States. 100 years from now can seem very distant for anyone.
Sure.
But what does a sea level rise of a foot, what does it do to the coasts, first of all?
Well, we're talking about a massive loss of infrastructure. 1 foot may not seem like much until you're standing somewhere like Florida or lots of India, where it's very flat. You know, a foot of sea level rise can mean miles of saltwater intrusion, loss of freshwater aquifers, coastal erosion, along with the infrastructure that goes with that, you know, nuisance flooding like we're already seeing in places like Miami, but then also severe flooding. Just 1 foot of sea level rise is enough to damage tens of trillions or maybe even hundreds of trillions of dollars of infrastructure.
Mm. It sounds like you're saying that it's not just the coast. You know, people who live inland will be affected by a foot of sea rise, even if they don't live anywhere near the water.
Correct. So there's a couple of factors, but the two big ones are going to be massive migration inward. We know this is going to happen because there's really not much choice. We can mitigate that migration inward by acting fast so that we reduce the chance that sea level goes up even further. And we have made some worst case scenarios, kind of business as usual scenarios, where we could get up to 30 inches of sea level rise. That would simply be catastrophic. So we want to get to net zero as fast as possible, which of course means everyone in the United States and around the world has to kick in now and try to make that happen. And if you live in an inland area, say high in the Rockies of Colorado, you're still going to feel the impacts with massive migration to cities like Denver, who have their own problems, for example, from climate change, like fires and droughts.
So let me ask you a personal question. You study glaciers. I'm sure you've been to Greenland. What is it like to see it melting so fast, to see water where there should be solid ice?
No, it's discouraging. About 30 years ago, I skied across a large portion of Greenland doing research. Much of what I skied is now unskiable. There's tremendous huge rivers flowing across the surface, giant puddles and lakes, literal lakes of water that will suddenly empty into what's called a moulin. It's a big hole that opens up, a big round gaping hole that the water just plunges into the bottom of the ice sheet and then goes out to the ocean. Lots more blue ice because it used to have snow that's now just gone. Yeah, it's a discouraging change and oddly beautiful. A lot of blue colors.
David Barr studies glaciers at the University of Colorado Boulder. He's co-author of a new study in the journal Nature Climate Change on the rapidly melting ice in Greenland. David, I don't like to hear this news, but thanks for talking to us about it.
Yeah, no problem at all.
It's here and now.